He's back, and we have former NHLer on the line, assistant GM with the Calgary Flames, Craig Conroy, back on Overdrive. What's happening, Craig?
Not a lot, to be honest. Just hanging out here in Calgary.
Yeah,
How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. We're all at home. Like, I'm at my house. Noodles is at his house. O's at his condo, so we're not in the same room, which is complicated things. And just prior to having you on, we found out that O has perfected the pretend like his line dropped maneuver, even though he just wasn't paying attention. So
it's like when you're at the point and you just, but you got your head up your ass and your defense, the guy on defense just goes right down the pipe and scores. That's basically the radio equivalent of it.
Well, don't worry. I was on a pro call the other day and like I got cut off and I guess Don Maloney asked me a question. Nah, gone. So the scouts are like, are you even on this thing? You get on. I'm like, I got kicked off. They're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. No one knows. I mean, it's just the honor system, whether or not you're even there. You can just pretend like you're not even on the line. But we were discussing your situation and just the situation of executives throughout sports, whether it's the NHL, baseball, football, et cetera. What is your daily routine? How are you proving, you know, to the GM, to the owner, that you're doing stuff during the day?
You know, I mean, I think really the first, when at first everything got canceled or put on a freeze or hold or pause or whatever the word, I guess it's pause. You know, the college free agents, once that got done, like they canceled the season. So I was quickly on that. So we ended up getting two defensemen signed. So it was, you know, and I was in contact with Brad. So Brad actually was like, oh, you're actually doing something out here, Connie. But, you know, I got two and we tried to get a couple forwards and it didn't quite work out. But, you know, we really were going for the defense this year. So, you know, we've been doing that, lots of conference calls, you know, just trying to figure out getting ready, because especially for the draft, there are some players we didn't see as much as we'd like, or we want a few more viewings on. So our video guys getting all that for us. And, you know, you're getting to watch that. And then, you know, that's kind of it. But yeah, you're on the honor system. I mean, if, you know, I guess you could be doing absolutely nothing if you wanted to.
Well, Connie, we were talking about that on Friday is, you know, I was talking about the video system, and I don't know, you don't need to tell us which one you're on, but I remember there was one called RinkNet, and you could watch, like, different videos of basically the players that your scouts have inputted, and basically that's how you could go back and scout players. Like, when you go on the road, we were joking, but if you go to scout somebody and put it in the system, do you scout somebody that's a slam dunk? Like, nobody goes on the road and scouts McDavid, do they?
Well, you know what? They just, hey, it's not so much that, but you do put them in the system. So when it kind of goes to your rankings, like if you said centers, like if you don't put them in the system and do one report, this guy's amazing, blah, 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 you know, best player in the league. It'd be pretty much that with ones across the board. But you just want to, so when you go in and look at all your rankings, like he'd be at the top. You know, and if you didn't do a report on him, he'd be gone. He wouldn't be there. And they'd be like, are you an idiot? You don't even have McDavid in there. You know, so you do have to do at least one report. But, yeah, like Sidney Crosby, I mean, you go through and do everybody one time. But the reality is you're not – you're just doing it to make sure they're in the system, and that's it. So, you know, and it's really the guys, you know, really we key on free agents for this year coming up. And then, you know, Brad will say, hey, I talked to Team X or Y – they got these five players they're talking about, or they're looking to do something here. They want a defenseman. They want a goalie. They want a forward. And then that's how we kind of go in. So give our scouts some kind of roadmap, because it's hard to go in and watch 40 guys. And, you know, it's easier when you go in with a purpose and you say, okay, I'm going to pick 10 to 12 guys and really key on them. That's kind of the difference for sure.
With the assistant GM of the Flames, Craig Conroy, you mentioned the upcoming draft and trying to find some more tape on the players. I mean, it's one thing to find tape on the guys in the top five or top 10, but the guys in the middle rounds or late rounds, I don't even know if you would have tape. You know, maybe that tape would have shown up in late March. Maybe it shows up in the playoffs. Some guy had a great playoff that now isn't even going to be happening, so he wouldn't even be on your radar. How challenging or unique do you expect this draft situation to be compared to, you know, a conventional season?
You know, the one good thing I think for us, we feel like, you know, I talked to Jim Cummins, you know, you're talking your amateur guys, USHL, all the different guys, they feel very good with their lists. They feel very comfortable with their guys because the seasons were almost over for a lot of them, you know, and then you were going to have a few in the playoffs. And then, you know, obviously the tournament in Plymouth, that was a big one. That hurt because you're going to get to see those Europeans and the top kids all against each other again. That would have been nice, but, you know, so you do miss that. But if you've been tracking these guys the whole year and even, you know him even before. So you have a pretty good feel, but it is, you know, it's the guy that you kind of hear about in Europe to get those games is tough. I mean, but you know what? They actually, Chris Snow does that and he's been able to get a lot of them. If we have a player we want, he's been able to get games for us and it's just starting to come in now and it should be coming in, he said, in the next couple weeks for anybody that we felt like we didn't feel quite sure about, but we'd like to get a couple more looks at him. So that's kind of, you know, what we're doing, but you're right. You know, if someone didn't break out and have a great playoff, it could have helped their stock or it could have hurt them, vice versa. So, you know, it's never easy, but I feel like our guys feel very comfortable, and I got to see a ton of them this year, too. So, feel very good. Alarms off.
Connie, go back to your NHL team. You know, if the playoffs, once we get back running, and if you take a look at the seeding, we could be looking at a Battle of Alberta. How fun was that to be involved in this season? It seemed like there was a lot of animosity between both organizations.
Oh, I think it would have been great for hockey. I mean, you know, everywhere you went after the three games kind of right in a row, I mean, people, every scout, anybody you talk to, they're like, we can't wait to watch the next game, you know, as it was going along. So if it happened to be a playoff series, I mean, you know what it was like. That's kind of our dream here, to have that Battle of Alberta. We've played Vancouver in the playoffs. We've played everybody else. But, you know, to actually get to play Edmonton would have been huge. I think it would have been great for hockey. I think it would have been a great first-round matchup. I would have loved to have seen it, and hopefully we're going to see it at some point.
How are you keeping track on your guys, Craig? Is it just maybe check in with a text or see how guys are doing or just nothing, just check in a couple of weeks? It's kind of a weird time.
Yeah, it's, you know, we have a daily update on everything going on and, you know, on Teamworks. That's the system we use. So we try to do that. I mean, guys here, we sent over bikes. We washed them off, the guys that were here. And, you know, you're trying to help them as much as you can, but it's tough. I mean, there's really not a lot of... there's not much you can do. I mean, some guys have actually, you know, most of them have gone home now, but there are still a few guys here. So, you know, you just, yeah, shoot them a text. If anything's going on, if you're not feeling well, like, that's really the key thing for us is if something's going on and you don't feel well, we need to know right away just to make sure. But, yeah, our guys have all been good and knock on wood until now, and we'll see you keep moving forward. You're hoping they're training, and they all say they're training, so I hope that's the case.
Well,
honor system again.
Right, and that's the thing, right? Now, this is different because everyone's supposed to be staying in their own homes, and maybe they're lucky if they have a gym in their house. I'm sure a lot of guys would, but they can't get on the ice. They can't go outside maybe to get physio or to get into a gym. Different context, but are you getting flashbacks of your playing career during lockouts? And if so, are you thinking, man, I got to be careful here because there were a couple of weeks there where I let it slide thinking maybe we're not coming back to play this year?
Well, it really was. I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, there's times when you're training really hard, you think, okay, this is the point when it's going to start. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, it's not starting. And then it's like, oh, here comes Christmas. And yeah, it's tough. And that's the thing right now. You know, we're trying to say, hey, you know, that's why we give them the updates from the league and make sure they know what's going on, that, hey, we're praying that this thing's going to restart. You know, that's the ultimate goal. So just until we tell you differently, we're planning on at some point, only Gary knows when, or, you know, it really it's out of his hands too, you know, when they kind of open things back up. But if we can put this thing on a pause long enough and get going, and, you know, the guys are pretty good. I mean, the guys have played 70 games and they just want to play, you know, the other 12 and then the playoffs. I mean, that's the goal. They work so hard to get to that point. I think they're pretty focused. The difference with us, you know, those lockouts, it's at the beginning of the season. So, you know, you're thinking, oh, it's going to be a grind. When are we coming back? When are we coming back? This is we come back and then bam, playoffs. So I think they want to be ready for that.
They had some NHL rewinds over the weekend. I don't know if you got a chance to sit down and watch that Calgary-Vancouver game. It seemed like, did it have the flashback for you? Did it get the juices flowing again?
Well, I forgot my jaw was broke then, so I'm like, what was I wearing? I'm like, oh, yeah, broken jaw. So, yeah, you get the good feelings and bad feelings, but it's funny. We had the group chat going, and, you know, it was fun because we haven't, you know, some of the guys, I didn't even know their numbers right now, so it was awesome to be able to kind of retouch and connect again and be a part of that. But just how, you know, it makes you feel, oh, you know what? I just makes me want to get this season going even more, though. That's the problem. It kind of got me excited and ready, and then I'm like, oh, now we just got to sit and wait and see what happens.
Well, stay safe. Make sure you keep your time occupied as much as you can out there, Craig. We always appreciate you finding time for us, and we'll do this again down the road. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys. You guys take care.
There he is. Craig Conroy from the front office out in Calgary, longtime NHLer. And one of many guys in front offices that, again, would have been playing during the lockout. And they're calling their guys being like, please train. please stay in shape. And I wonder if the players are like, oh, really? What were you up to when there was a lockout? What were you doing with your time?